open and informed discussion on the challenges schools, teachers, and students face during COVID-19. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7.
Man, who knew that stupidity would be one of the things kids and teachers face during COVID? Well, maybe that question answers itself, but yes, critical race theory, it's not in your school, okay? So let's get that right first. Critical race theory is not happening in your school.
It's not even in Tulsa.
It's not in Tulsa, you know. So Paul Thomas, thank you again. Check out his blog, Radical Eyes for Equity, and take a look at why we actually might want to start putting critical race theory into schools. But we're not. But we are trying to bring up this idea of stepping back, as Paul said, and looking at situations, particularly power situations, and asking questions and helping students ask questions of, are power positions deserved? Are they not? If they are, how are they? If they're not, why are they not? I mean, it's just education, the whole idea. I said, when we talk about teaching fairness to kindergartners, first graders, and second graders, no one gets upset about that. No one passes laws against teaching fairness.
And let's keep in mind who's passing the laws against this stuff. You know, at the end of the day, I don't think there's not a cogent argument that it's going to damage us in some way.
But it might damage my position.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
Not your position.
No, yeah, I mean, my position's pretty well damaged. Thinking of the you know, listening to the news, and just to paraphrase the famous George W. quote, how do we know our kids, and I'm going to say, is not learning? Answer would be Marjorie Taylor Greene, with the most incredibly stupid, racist, horrendous comment ever, equating masks and the gold yellow star.
She's been skirting around this one, yeah, for a while, man. She has been just itching to get this one out.
You know, and this makes me go back and go, tell me why we don't actually need a critical education. Right there is your answer. This is somebody who was educated in America. Okay? This is the product. And I've talked about this. This is my realm, teaching and learning of history in the schools. All this worry and concern about people like Paul Thomas and me maybe asking your kid to ask a question about fairness, it really doesn't happen that often. And in fact, power positions and even stupidity is taught as some form of social studies and or history, and or people then leave with this really, really incredibly crappy understanding of the past, and then can use it to make themselves look even more hideous and stupid to make a comment like that. But yet, people sit there and go, are really freaked out about teaching fairness. In fact, in the Indy Star, here we are now, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita is leading an effort by nearly two dozen attorneys general. Okay.
That
would be multiple attorneys general.
Not attorney general.
Attorneys to encourage lawmakers in Washington, that would be D.C., not the state, to reconsider proposals they say impose the teaching of critical race theory. In a letter to U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona Wednesday, 20 attorneys general claim proposed priorities for the department's grant funding via the American History and Civics Education programs include language that impose the, and this is quoted from the letter from these attorneys general, deeply flawed and controversial teachings of the theory on schools and teachers. That would be critical race theory. So 20 attorneys general.
That's it? Just 20?
Yeah, just right now, 20s.
I only say that slightly tongue-in-cheek. Just so we can appreciate how few that is. There's a lot of attorneys general.
Well, these are the of the state. So this is actually, so bring it to this way. This is 20 of our 50 states.
Sure.
Are okay. So move it in that, right? Because attorney general different at different levels. These are the attorney generals of these individual states. If you need to know if your state has an attorney general that is part of this letter, I suggest you take a look at it. But this idea here is, understand what they're saying now is that grant money through the Department of Education for schools and teachers, you know, so I'm a fifth grade teacher teaching U.S. history like I used to do. I check it out. I'm like, okay, nobody gives me enough money to teach anyway, but the Department of Ed lets me get a $500 U.S. history teaching grant. And one of the things that it's looking for me to do is up my teaching with putting in some issues that look at race, all right? Not critical race theory, but the idea of race. And what this has turned into, like Paul just said, is that, you know, a fear of something they don't know. And now are saying that it is now monetary incentives to teach critical race theory, and they're opposed to that.
It's messed up too, because if you've listened to the last couple shows that this is focused on, I even shudder a tiny bit when we say critical race theory or CRT. It's a buzzword officially. It's used to invoke feelings of rage and inadequacy in white people. And
that's why we use it here every night, is to invoke fear and inadequacy in white people.
But I feel like it's not beyond comprehension to have a, you know, a group of like-minded people sort of slip this into the curriculum under, because it's the information that's really, really important, right?
Well, but this is a, right. Go back. What are we asking? First of all, we're not talking about critical race theory as conceptualized in the 70s in Harvard, about this idea of looking at the institution of law, even though we pointed out that, hey, guess what? There are laws that were rooted in racist ideologies. Look for no further than redlining and housing and segregation, and the fact that, yeah, in our legal system, we actually embedded racism. So, but we're not teaching that. In fact, more people are just really, really offended. Yeah. By teaching truths. So we go all the way back to Tom, who called early in the show,
Dick.
Right? And said, who?
Dick. It was Dick, yeah.
Oh, Dick. Yeah. Okay. I keep saying Tom. Sorry about that, Tom.
Oh,
Dick. Sorry, Dick.
Oh, they like each other fine. Okay. It's okay.
I was like, wait a minute. All right. But, you know, people don't know things. I mean, this is the reality. So on top of, let's take Marjorie Taylor Greene's ridiculous comment of, you know, having a kind of sketch of some sense of knowing something about the past.
She is not stupid. She knows what she's doing,
right.
But yeah.
And then moving it and positioning herself in a way that equated her mask wearing with being the same as an oppressed Jew in Berlin in the 30s, okay? So her mask wearing was, you know, so the ability then, this is a person who actually does, as you said, know something to be able to make that type of a leap, though, and intentionally do that. Where is the fear and outrage going, like, oh my God, how many Marjorie Taylor Greens are there out there that are products of an education system that can allow that type of little bit of knowledge and then seed it with a deep held racism and contempt, put it together and make a statement boldly, publicly, undeniably owning that statement.
And knowing what
right,
the effect
knowing
is going to be.
What the effects are.
Yes.
And then we're worried about teaching. In fact, 20 attorneys general are worried about teaching critical race theory, which we're not doing, but they're really frightened by the fact that we might teach the Tulsa massacre, that we might teach that, oh my God, Rick Santorum, who got fired from CNN, oh my God, it only took so long, that America, there was nothing here. Yes, there was.
And we never talked about that.
We never
either.
Talked
He's
about
gone,
that either. 844-967-2789. Busted pencils, fully leaded. Give us a call when we get back from the break.